fifth paragraph, the line Mishnah Gimel. Chorit shu oiva bakerim omak asar of the reichav haba. If there's a ditch in the middle of the vineyard and there's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. So we learned before that such a ditch is considered a separation between one side of the top of the ditch and the other side of the top of the ditch. You know, one could plant on one side of the ditch grapes and on the other side wheat. But now we're talking about planting in the ditch itself. He says that you could plant inside of it only if the ditch went from one side of the kerem to the other. It divides the entire vineyard in half, but it doesn't go all across, and then therefore we look at it as if this ditch is surrounded by vines. If we look at it as part of the kerem, then we treat it as a wine press in the kerem, and therefore you cannot plant in it because it looks like it's something that's part of the kerem, and anything planted in there is also hagasha the kerem. Now the Mishnah says aloha of this wine press in the middle of the vineyard, which is amuka asav rochav alva. This wine press is 10 tefachim deep and 4 wide. Rav Elezer omer zorim b'teicha. Rav Elezer says in the gas itself, you can plant inside of it, whereas the Chachamim say you cannot plant in it, which is consistent with what the Chachamim said beforehand, that consistent to what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, that if it's like a gas in the center of a kerem, you cannot plant in that area. Shemeir Sheva Kerem. Shemeir is a watching area, which is like a mound in the vineyard, and it's Gavoya Tzav Rochav Ava. So now, this area is surrounded by vines, but it's 10 tefachim above the ground and 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, the Tana holds that Zorim B'Toycha, you can plant in it, since it's higher up above the other vines, it looks distinct, and here everybody holds it's permitted. In other words, in the ditch, what happens is you grow in the ditch and it grows up, and after it grows up, it looks like it's mixed together with the vines. But over here, that starts higher up from all the vines, it looks distinct, and therefore a separate area, separated by 10 tefachim, which is the height of a mechitza, and you can plant your grain or vegetables in there. But, im hoya seya koitish, if the vines start growing over this area, then it's also, because now it looks, once again, does not look distinct anymore from the rest of the vines. It looks just like an area which is surrounded by and by the vines, and the vines are growing in it also.